Hey, thanks again for letting me use the bathroom. Oh, don't mention it. Honestly, it was no trouble at all giving you a ride home. I'm just happy to help keep you safe. Yeah, a lot of shady people out there this time of night. So, I guess I should go, right? Yeah, no, of course. I get it, yeah. I'll best be heading home then. You know what? I'm sorry, I just. This is ridiculous. I just feel like I should say something. I know you said you didn't want to talk about it, but. I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about the letter you wrote. No, I'm. Listen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you, but you just can't write me something like that and expect me to pretend like nothing. Reading what I had done to you all those years ago, I felt like a monster. I feel like a monster. I mean, with every right, of course. And every day that goes by without me saying at least something about it, I just feel even worse. Please. Please, can we talk about this? Please, say something. No. No, I don't remember anything from that night. I'm sorry. Just vague images in my head from what you wrote happened, but I'm not sure about anything. I mean, I believe you. Of course I believe you. I know you. I can always tell when you're being honest. I believe you, and what I did to you is horrible. I can't even. How do I even begin to apologize? I mean, is it even possible? I violated you and our friendship without even realizing it. Please, what can I do? Please, there must be something. I just want to make things right between us again. Just tell me. Oh shit, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have pressured you like this. Okay, I'm gonna need you to breathe with me, okay? Can you do that? You're having a bit of a panic attack, but it's going to be okay. Just breathe with me. There we go. There we go. Just breathe. Yeah, that's it. You're doing great. That's it. Good girl. Just breathe. Come on, just let me sit you down on the couch. Actually, you know what? I'll sit here and you just lay back. Like this. Rest your head on my lap. There we go. Shh. Shh. Just close your eyes for a minute. Let yourself calm down. Shh. It's gonna be okay. I'm just going to stroke your forehead with my fingertips. I seem to recall that's something you like, right? Yeah, you do. Can I play with your hair too? Just relax, just relax. Atta girl. Relax. See? This is nice. Remember when we used to hang out like this all the time? I miss this. I miss us. I miss your warmth, your soft skin. I miss being this close to you. I miss just being able to hold you and letting my hands wander like this, like they used to. I miss how we were friends, but sometime more than that. I mean, we never did anything more than snuggle and make out, but, well, until that night you wrote about in your letter. I just miss how amazing you always felt in my hands, like this, and not being able to help my hands from wandering, from your softness, to your warmth, to your wetness. Oh, that little gasp. Oh, how I've missed it. Tell me, did you miss me? Have you missed these fingers? I know you have. I can tell. I know you, remember? Oh, fuck, I had almost forgotten how you feel. What? I'm sorry, I just can't help myself from smiling at all this. At how easy this always has been with you. It takes so little to get you off balance, and then it's just a matter of how to take advantage of the situation. Like right now. Getting inside your head is just too easy. Shh, don't ruin it. You're doing so well responding to my touch. You didn't want to like it, but you did. Letting yourself be soothed and comforted by your rapist. Completely forgetting yourself. Losing yourself in the moment. I felt you earlier, grinding the back of your head against my crotch. You probably didn't even realize you were doing it. Or maybe you just couldn't help yourself. But I do know you felt me getting hard. Oh, that was written all over your face. And still, still you stayed right where you are. I know, sweetie, I know. Don't fight me. You already know I'm much stronger than you. You even said so in your letter. That I pinned you to the wall with almost zero effort, pushing you down on your knees like it was nothing, and pumping my cock down your throat before you even realized what was happening. Here's a secret for you. I remember everything vividly. But even if we never talked about it, just staying friend all these years, acting like we both saw it as an awkward, messy, drunken fuck. You kept your guard up around me, like you were angry at me but didn't know why. It would have been amusing to see you struggle so much if it weren't so frustrating. I haven't been able to get in your head since then. Well, until now. It took you so long to remember the actual events. But as soon as I got that letter, I knew I had you again. I knew you'd be so easy to mess with. Look at you, you're on your back, staring up at me like a deer in headlights, while your cunt is soaking my fingers with your juices. Do you want to taste yourself, my darling? Do you want to know what utter fear and arousal taste like together? Be a good girl and open your mouth. Come on. You've done it before, and this time it's just my fingers. Good girl. Lick it all up, like you mean it. There. That wasn't so bad now, was it? Now, You just relax and let this happen. It'll be much easier for you that way. Just let this happen. Just like last time. I've got you, sweetheart. I've got you. I just want to make things right between us again.